God, thank you for today. Thank you for being with us. And God, you speak truth over us. So we might sing songs to you, but you're speaking your word of truth over us right now. And we thank you for that, God. And Lord, the whole reality, the whole reason we don't have to, in this song, be a slave to fear. We don't have to cave into fear. It's not because we're just mighty on our own. It's because of who you are and what you've done. Lord, you've made us your family. You've made us yours. Jesus, we thank you for the cross. We thank you that you died so that we could be set free, so that we could be good. Because of what you did, you forgive us our sins, so we're now sinless in that. That's our status. And therefore, we're good enough to be adopted by the Father. We're chosen by the Father to be loved. We praise you for that, God. You're so good to us. And Jesus, today we want to lean into you and press into you, your ways, your word, God. Church is relevant because you're with us. And Lord, as we gather around you, as we gather around what you've revealed to us in the word, we just want to become more and more like Christ. We want to live in purity. We want to live in hope. We want to live with the desires that are the desires that are going on in heaven right now. Lord, let those be our top desires here on earth. And Jesus, help us to see ourselves and one another the very way that you see each of us. God, live in us in such a way, God, that you cannot be contained. Jesus, we want to live contagious lives of faith. We want people to know that we're saved. We want people to know that we believe in Jesus and that we know you. And so, Lord, we pray, God, let the inside work mature significantly this morning. God, let today just mark us to step us forward in the kingdom. And God, let it have eternal impact on countless other people. Jesus, we thank you so much for loving us, for choosing us, for making us church family. And God, we want to bless you today. And so Holy Spirit, come as you take residence in us. We get your understanding, we get your influence, we get your power, we get your wisdom, we get your love, and we pray for that. This morning, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, please be seated. Well, it's good to see y'all today, good to be with you, and Sundays are fun, so because Jesus is here, right? We're just chugging through that 2020 challenge. How many of you feel I'm doing pretty well in the Bible reading plan? I'm doing pretty well. All right. Hang with it. Yesterday we started Deuteronomy. And if you're like, I kind of missed the book of Numbers. I don't know where that one went. It was zero. The number is zero. Start Deuteronomy because it's a review. It's a really convenient review of basically the entire wilderness experience all the way up until it'll catch us up because Moses will die at the end of it, and then we start Joshua, where a whole lot of action takes place. So I want to encourage you in that. Don't quit when it gets tough, but dig deep. It's so worth knowing God. And you know, I feel like one of the primary way is through his word. So I just want to encourage you in that. Today we're gonna talk about men, women, mostly women, I think, which is great because I'm still trying to figure that one out. But when I was in college, I had to read a book called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Do some of you remember this book? And so it came out in the 90s, I want to say, and I actually took it as a 20th century lit class, which I'm not a fast reader, so that was the only literature class I ever took, actually. I had to read this book, and I wasn't overly excited about it until I started to read it, and I went, this is good, and it's like, seriously, men are definitely from Mars. I don't know if women are from Venus, but men are like, we are, there's such differences, and it helped me. And I know there, I've read some of the reviews, like, and it's like predominantly loved book. There's a few professors out there who